Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster. And I'm here today with John and Jax Berry, who are the co-founders of a nonprofit called Celiac Journey. And without question, Jax Berry, who is a fifth grader at the William Penn Charter School in Philadelphia, is a national advocate for celiac disease, without question, is the youngest CEO that we have had here on the Daily Bolster. John has over three decades of professional experience in marketing and technology, which is how he and I got acquainted more than 20 years ago. So John and Jax, it's great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having us, Matt.
Well, we're super excited to share our story.
Yeah, my pleasure. So one of the things that's so impressive about the work that you've done is how effectively you use what I would call, and what I think you would call, authentic storytelling to your advantage. So you're not just running an organization, you're running a nonprofit, an advocacy organization, you're trying to raise awareness for an issue, you're trying to change public policy. So as much as any for-profit CEOs, you're really trying to move the needle on some pretty difficult things. And so my question to you is, talk about the value of authentic storytelling. Maybe give our audience a few examples of things that you've done and how they've helped.
Bert Jax, would you like to start?
So yeah, when I was 8 in second grade, I wrote we had a persuasive letter writing project, and I chose to write to David Muir at World News Tonight. And I asked him to report on a story about kids who have celiac disease. And I invited some of my friends with celiac from Maryland, Virginia, Colorado. And we asked him to do it in May, which is Celiac Awareness Month. And it was really cool having my story shown in front of around 10 million people.
That's amazing. And presumably one of the reasons the journalist was excited about telling your story was it was you all telling your lived experience.
It really was. It was sharing that pediatric perspective on the challenges of having a food allergy that's triggered by eating gluten. And Jax did an amazing job, and we were quite surprised with the turnout and the follow-up that we had after that report aired.
All I have to say is when my kids were 8, they wrote a persuasive essay about why we should get a dog. So I think you are well ahead of what most 8-year-olds, now 10-year-olds do. Can you give me another example? I understand you went to Washington and had some pretty impressive meetings for someone of your age.
Yeah, so it really all started with that, with David Muir. And then when I was 9, I met the president, and it was super cool. And he thought I just wanted a photo or something like that. But no, I wanted to talk food policy with him and ask him to help me get gluten labeled. And he asked for my phone number, and I said, I don't have one, but I can give you my dad's. And then 2 weeks later, we're at the White House.
Amazing. And what was the meeting like at the White House?
So we were meeting with the Domestic Policy Council about getting gluten labeled as a major food allergen. And it was really cool.
I bet it was.
It's phenomenal when kids share their perspective and when kids actually ask for help. Here it was Jax informing them that 87 other countries around the world label gluten on all packaged foods, and yet the United States doesn't. And they looked at Jax and they're like, wow, this is an incredible lived experience and a story there. And we shared the David Muir video and all these other stats and the like. And I think it was well received. We haven't achieved our goal yet, but we're working towards it, Matt.
And do you have like an ongoing dialogue with, I assume this is the FDA, right?
So ongoing dialogues with the FDA and then HHS, which is the agency overseeing the FDA and the Domestic Policy Council, and trying to move all those people forward and align them with our interests.
Do you have a sense of whether or not you will be able to get them to start requiring gluten labels, or how long it will take?
You know, the science is there. The World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN have come up with their recommendation that gluten should be labeled, and that's why 87 other countries do it. The multinationals, which are selling around the world, do it in all of the other countries. And this is something that has been well documented and well implemented around the world, and we think it could happen here. We have a citizen petition right now pending in front of the FDA. And we've had some great experts from industry and science and the like weigh in on this. And we think we're making progress, but the FDA moves very, very slowly.
Is there someone arguing the other side of it? Like, do you need to use the power of your storytelling to move someone who is opposed to this, as opposed to just educating someone who might not have thought about it?
It's a great question, and it's one of those things that no one has been able to articulate a solid reason why we shouldn't. The FDA has said, well, celiacs don't go into anaphylactic shock after consuming the food protein. Well, that may be true, but celiacs do suffer intestinal damage and run the risk of cancer and heart disease and other effects. So it might not be short-term death, but it is a potentially life-threatening food allergen. With gluten, and we're working to move them past some of those obstacles.
Well, it's a really inspiring mission that you have. It has been great talking to you about the power of authentic storytelling. I can see how much of a difference it's making in your organization at the Celiac Journey. So John and Jack Sperry, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Bye.